This is... Won't You Tear Me Open Wide? Written by Faux Punk. Read by Mistborn Hero. A dungeon meshy perfect, featuring the relationship Marcel Fallin. It is rated for explicit audiences and tagged for cannibalism, mild sexual content, Lotus Eater Machine. The creator chose not to use archive warnings. Marcia thinks it must be a dream, until Fallin opens her mouth and says it isn't. And why would it be a dream anyway, when Fallin still has feathers and scales growing up her lovely back? In Marcia's dreams, Fallin smiles and her fingernails are round and she's soft and perfect. In Marcia's dreams, Fallin grabs a hold of her wrists and takes her to new places, new dungeons, shows her new magic. Right now, Fallin's claws dig into Marcia's sides, and if they aren't drawing blood yet, they will be soon. "Fallin, that hurts," Marcel says, and her voice sounds strange to her own ears, though she can't quite place why. Fallin snarls or giggles, hard to say when Marcel's head is full of cotton and she can't tell up from down. Hands travel from her waist to her shoulders, then to her neck. There, they trace soothing patterns into her skin, just past her arteries, and then back across them again. Marcia thinks, distantly, that she should probably call for help. Laios is nearby. He must be. But Fallin is dragging a thumb up the line of her jaw, and thoughts become hard to come by. "Marcel," Fallin says, and Marcel nods absently. Fallin's hands both come up to cup Marcel's face. She could snap her neck at any moment. She could rip her throat out with her teeth. Marcel's breath catches as Fallin's curious eyes glance over the blush forming high in her cheekbones. Marcel can feel the thundering of her heart in her chest, and it is not fear that travels through her veins with each beat. It is something different, something strange and terrible. "Would you let me?" Fallin asks, like she would ever have to, like Marcel could ever really tell her no. This isn't a dream. It isn't, because Fallin dips her hand into Marcel's chest, up to her wrist, and it burns a bit, and then the slide is easy. Marcel's breath comes in fits and gasps. Fallin looks on in wonder as her forearm sinks deeper into parts of Marcel that no one has ever touched before or ever will touch again. Her fingers glance against something, and it feels like nothing Marcel has ever felt before, like lightning, like death, like if Fallin doesn't keep going, Marcel's whole body will shake apart. "Oh," Marcel says, and Fallin smiles again. In every universe, Marcel dies here, held by this girl she loves. She would do this over and over again until the sun burns out, until the world is ash around them as long as she goes first. She doesn't mind the rest. This is a dream, Marcel says. A dream, Fallon repeats, sounding out the word like she doesn't speak the language anymore. You're not real, Marcel says. Fallon smiles, eyes closed. I'm real, she says. She looks real, feathers mar her otherwise delicate features. Her eyes don't look like they used to. This could be a nightmare, but Marcel isn't scared. This could be real life, but Fallon wouldn't be here if it were. Please don't eat me, Marcel says. Fallon bares her teeth. But you want me to? She is earnest, like she always is, and blood is splattered across her nose. The blood could belong to anyone, but Marcel hopes it is hers. She hopes Fallon will only devour her, hopes this is the first and last for the both of them. This must be a dream. I don't, Marcel says, and it is only a terrible lie because of the heat she can feel between her legs and the way she squirms into Fallon's delicate grasp. She could leave if she wanted to. It wouldn't even be hard. She lets go of her stuff and grips Fallon's shoulder. Fallon is warm here, like she's warm everywhere, and the blood that drips through Marcel's fingers comes faster now, and Fallon twists her wrist when it is seated deep inside of Marcel's chest, and Marcel sighs. She is wet, though it could just be more blood. She doesn't really mind or care either way. You do, Fallon says, though she doesn't have to. Because you love me, and you know it will feel good. Marcel nods. She's putty in Fallon's hands. All Fallon really has to do now is take. Fallon brings Marcel's body insides to her lips and kisses them once, then sinks her teeth in. Marcel gasps and she's warm all over. It shouldn't feel like this. Nothing should ever feel like this. It must be the dungeon or the magic, or maybe Fallon has changed Marcel forever, has shifted something inside her, and all she can do is bite back moans as her insides are devoured. Fallon's hands are tangled in intestines, Marcel thinks. She can see her liver, her stomach, maybe. Fallon takes them all, one by one. She leaks into Marcel, and Marcel is left panting. She can feel where Fallon touches her, where her lips meet flesh, where her teeth break everything apart. It is the only thing Marcel has ever wanted. She has never felt this way about anyone else, about anything else. When they were in school together, Fallon let Marcel file her fingernails. When they got long, Marcel would fuss and Fallon would giggle and press her back into Marcel's chest and let her do as she pleased. Soon, there will be nothing left of her. She hopes Fallon will still want to keep her empty husk. She can be a vessel for more pain, for more love and suffering. She can be anything Fallin needs her to be. Fallin uses her fingers to pry Marcille's throat open. Her fingers are slippery with blood, and Marcille laughs. She is so happy. She's never been this happy. She wants this all the time. She wants Fallin to lick the blood from her chest, and she wants Fallin to use her thumbs to open her up wider, to drink until she is full, over and over again for all eternity. "Fallin," she says, "I love you." Fallin's mouth is all blood when she says it back. Marcille wakes up on the ground. "Lyos," Marcille says, only half awake. Lyos is standing over her with a smile on his face that reminds her too much of Fallin. Her heart squeezes in her chest.
"It was just a dream," Lyos says. "A really good dream. They are called Lotus Eaters."
He holds up another clam-shaped abomination, and his eyes sparkle as Marcille recoils in horror.
"They are like nightmares, but the dreams are supposed to be really good. In mine, I was a..."
"I really don't want to know," Marcille interrupts. She feels ill, sick, like she's never been before. Fallin isn't here. Marcille's stomach isn't open and bleeding on the ground. She touches one hand to her throat and finds it intact. She might never see Fallin again. She might outlive everyone she's ever loved. The dungeon seems to laugh around her. She can hear something whispering. It says, "You can have her again. You can have her and keep her forever." Lyos is waking Senshi up. Chilchuk is already up and grumbling about something. Marcille can feel Fallin's hands on her neck and in her mouth. All she has to do is keep marching forward. One day, she will have all she's ever wanted. One day, she will be the empty husk Fallin drinks from. 1,000 years can't be enough time. She needs more. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded as a summer swap gift for Eleni. I didn't really know what Lotus Eater was as a prompt trope, like. So I googled, and then I found this one that was Fallin and Marcille, and I was in love because creepy cannibalism is my jam, I guess. Not quite. I hope it's okay. I should probably have checked your likes and dislikes for cannibalism stuff, but you did have Hannibal on there, so it's probably not a full no, right? Thank you for listening anyway, and please remember to drink some water today.